Well, it's about to get interesting. 4:45 on your Thursday afternoon. 2 minutes early for one of our favorite segments on the show. That is Inside the Glass. Inside the Glass brought to you by Calgary Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. Enjoy member exclusive savings on your favorite sips. Visit co-opwinespiritsbeer.com. Now, normally on this segment, we do sippy sips. But today, for the first time in Connect history, we're also doing Bitey Bites. Joining us today is Beddington sommelier Hillary Thorne. Welcome back to the show.
Hi.
And also, for the very first time, local cheesemonger Leonard Conlon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
That's the first time in my entire life on this planet I have ever said the phrase cheesemonger.
Yeah, it is a legitimate job title. It is a very old term, so akin to the idea of a fishmonger. It means a lot more than just I sell cheese. I know about cheese. I understand cheese. I can recommend cheese. It's kind of a global encompassing term. But yeah, these days people think, oh no, you just sell it. It's a lot more than that.
Okay, I just have to ask one cheesemonger question before we get into all the wine and the cheese. At what age of your life were you like, I want to grow up and be a cheese guy because I love cheese so much? Is that like a six-year-old moment in your heart? Is that teenage? Is that 20s? When does that come into a perfected career?
I've met mongers across the age spectrum. For me, it was more of an oops.
Okay.
I did not intend to be a cheesemonger, but I wound up being a cheesemonger, and my gods, this is a fun job.
I didn't know you could be a cheesemonger when you grew up, because I love cheese. Like, I love wine, but Leonard, I love cheese. So we're going to get this all together right now. Hillary, explain why now we're going to do wine and cheese. Why are you bringing us all the goodies with Leonard?
We thought it would just be a fun little switch up. Also, with Grape Escape coming up starting tomorrow, we have bites on the grounds and the halls, as well as your wine, spirits, and beers to enjoy. And then we also do some events that also center around wine and cheese pairings. Beddington has one at the end of the month, November 29th. However, it is sold out already. It actually went pretty quickly.
Because it's wine and cheese.
Right? And it's just that time of year, too, where we're all kind of getting together, having celebrations, and maybe we want to have a little bit more fun with our wine and cheese pairings instead of the same old, same old.
Okay, well, truthfully, like, I know wine and cheese goes together. I didn't know these two things were built to be besties. So you tell me about the wine, and then Leonard can tell me about the cheese, and we'll learn how they go together. So you can just copy them and just plan the perfect party.
Sounds good. So today we have the Chateau St. Michel Columbia Valley Merlot. This is coming out of Washington State. There is a lot of great value coming out of Washington. So you can get those kind of bigger wines like your Merlots and your Cabs for a fraction of the price of, say, a Napa Cab.
Okay, I love this wine. Like, I like a lot of wine, but I love this wine. So I'm going to say this wine is like $32.
No.
Less?
Less.
$27.
Regular priced, yes.
Oh, pretty good.
You're getting really good at this.
Thank you. Thank you. When I grow up, I want to be a blend of a sommelier and a cheesemonger.
Yeah, the regular price is $26.99. And then on sale for the next 4 days on our website, online only, you can get it for $22.94, which is
that's a bargain.
Awesome price.
That's a bargain. All right, we know the wine. Over to Leonard. What is the delicious chunk of cheese I'm going to put in my mouth?
So the cheese that we paired up with this one is from the Republic of Ireland. It is Kerrygold's Dubliner cheese. It's very much like a cheddar, a little bit drier. It is made with a very similar production method, but it is not technically a full-on cheddar. So with this one, get a nice big flavor, a little bit of that bite. You get a nice warm nuttiness and a hint of sweet with it, and it just plays in so, so well with this particular wine because it pulls up the sweet. I get this monstrous black fruit juice bomb in my mouth as well.
You get a what now?
Black fruit juice bomb.
Okay. Black fruit juice bomb.
You heard it here.
And so this, this cheese is delicious. I can eat this with anything though, right? But it also just goes really nicely with Hillary's Merlot.
It does. And one of the nice parts about this as well, the Merlot's at a great temperature. This cheese has tempered for about an hour, so it hasn't been in the fridge. It's really close to room temperature at this point, and that helps the texture of the cheese, and that helps open up all the flavor in the cheese.
It's delicious.
And if you're at 3 a.m., your face in your fridge eating some of it cold, I will not judge because I do that too.
Oh, my goodness. It's so good. This is like my favorite half an hour of my life this week, guys.
And Merlot, especially this one, goes well with so many cheeses because there's not too many flavors in the wine that overpower one another. Mm. So it just makes it a great partner with so many different kinds of cheese. You can have it with your Swiss, Parmesan, Gruyere, even some Gorgonzola. Like, you can really have fun with it and play around.
If you two next week brought in, like, a nacho chip expert and we could do wine, your cheese, and some nacho chips, it would be, like, the best friend party I never had.
I could be down for that.
I like it. I like it. Okay, here's the situation, by the way. This weekend is the Grape Escape at the BMO Center. It is the premier event for trying drinks and wine and beer and nibbles and all these things. Now, Hillary, Saturday, totally sold out.
Completely sold out. There will be no tickets sold at the door Saturday. If you didn't get your tickets, I'm sorry. I hope you can make it on the Friday. And Friday is very limited in our tickets that are left. So definitely if you were contemplating and kind of on the fence, Friday's the day and get your tickets quickly.
Well, it turns out, actually, guess what? We have a pair of tickets to give out right now. I said this phrase like six times, so I hope you were listening. 403-974-8255. If you want a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's Grape Escape, the whole weekend is almost sold out. Leonard Conlin, the first ever cheesemonger I have ever met, said it was a black fruit juice what? Right? Black fruit juice, right? This is what it was. Was it black fruit juice? Is that close?
Yeah.
Black fruit juice what? I'm going to give you a clue. Think explosion. Text the answer to 403-974-8255. Everyone who gets the right answer entered to win tickets to the Grape Escape tomorrow night. The rest of the weekend sold out at the BMO Center. Thank you so much for joining us. Honestly, I don't want you to leave. That is Hillary Thorne, Beddington Sommelier, and Leonard Conlin, my first ever cheesemonger I have met in my life. Thank you both for coming in. These were delicious treats, and I want you just to stay forever.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.